Gary Keyshawn Miller was shot 20 years ago in New Haven. His mother moved from North Carolina to Connecticut to find his killer. Now she not only wants justice, but peace. She helped create a healing garden for the community. WSHU's Christian Carter reports.
Marlene Pratt flips to a scrapbook dedicated to her late child. She comes to a black and white flyer that says, "Who killed my son?"
These were some of the pictures that I posted in the area.
A young woman responded with a tip days later. She ID'd the shooter because she didn't want her own son to die by gun violence. Pratt found justice when her son's killer pleaded guilty, but it disturbs her how much violence New Haven has experienced since then.
I was driving home, and on my way home, I saw yellow tape. And this young lady said, "Oh, it's someone else. It's just another person was shot and killed." And I couldn't move. My car, I sat right there for a minute, and I said, "This is the mentality that New Haven has, that another life is gone, and it's okay."
Pratt turned to nature to cope. She visited the Marsh Botanical Gardens at Yale, and she found peace there.
I would sit there, and I just reflect and, you know, talk to my son.
Pratt found peace in gardening, too. She joined a tree planting program run by Yale called Urban Resource Initiatives.
I met Marlene through our community green space program. And in this case, Marlene came not just for her own son, but for other parents who have also lost their kids to gun violence.
Colleen Murphy Dunning is the director of the program. She says the mothers planted trees to honor their children, but Marlene Pratt wanted a whole garden. She told Murphy Dunning that a memorial to gun violence victims would honor the 20th anniversary of her son's death.
I responded not about as a professional, but just as a person, that just knowing how dear your children are to you, and the idea that you could lose your child in such a terrible, violent way, just spoke to me as a person.
Murphy Dunning suggested the mothers work with the architecture firm that designed the new Sandy Hook Elementary School after the Newtown shooting. So they met with Marissa Mead of the firm Svigals and Partners.
I think it was important for them to hear from us our experience in the design process.
Mead visited the mother several times to hear their ideas. She opens a pamphlet that shows her final design for the memorial sculpture.
The image is of a group of figures from the community. Some of the figures are represented as voids to indicate this ever-present sense of absence when we lose our loved ones.
From the side angle, you see the garden surroundings. The figures come into alignment when you walk into the heart of the garden. Then the community will appear whole again. The city of New Haven provided this land at the foot of West Rock Park for what's being called a healing garden. The city, state, and private donors raised $700,000 to fund it. Marlene Pratt teaches at Career High School in New Haven, and she wants the garden to educate people about gun violence. She says it's part of a larger plan to reach out to youth, and it's part of her healing process.
It feels so serene. Just knowing that this vision is coming to pass, that it's going to happen.
Marlene Pratt says her son's death will have greater meaning because it inspired this peaceful place for the whole community. She'll see it come together this Saturday. It's the groundbreaking ceremony for the New Haven Botanical Garden of Healing, dedicated to victims of gun violence. Christian Carter, WSHU News.